Top Headlines.
Red Sox and Blue Jays will get underway here in about a minute. As they wrap up the three-game set for the Red Sox, it'll be Andrew Benintendi leading off and playing center field, followed by Xander Bogaerts at short, J.D. Martinez in left, Rafael Devers batting fourth and at third base. Then it's Eduardo Nunez, the DH, followed by Brock Holt at second. Blake Swihart at first, Christian Vasquez, your catcher, in batting eighth today. Finally, Jackie Bradley Jr. is in right field. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound, 5-1 on the year with a 4.02 ERA. Sox got an 8-3 win over the Blue Jays last night. Rick Porcello got the start. He went 6 2/3. Gave up three runs, two of them earned on five hits. Struck out five in his start, which was the seventh win of the year for Porcello. Game two of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Golden Knights have a 1-0 series lead over the Washington Capitals. Puck will drop just after 8 o'clock local time. Game one between the Cavaliers and Warriors happens tomorrow night in Oakland as the NBA Finals get underway. Those two teams meeting up for a fourth time. Philadelphia 76ers doing an investigation into President of Basketball Operations Brian Colagino, who reportedly used multiple anonymous Twitter accounts to support his own decisions and take shots at his own players. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters in Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield. Where the game is on, the food is hot, and the beer is cold, Hooters makes you happy. I'm a Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Have a Google smart speaker in your home or office? Just say, hey Google, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's amazing!
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What did Hardy just call Brian Colangelo? What'd you just call him?
Colangelo.
I can't even say it.
Hey, C, come here.
The captain just Colangelo. Came in here and said the same thing. He was in the bathroom. He said, did you just call him Colangelo?
Into like, President of Basketball Operations, Brian Colangelo, who...
Colangelo!
Jesus!
Colangelo!
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You all right?
Colangelo.
I mean, the captain's in there, and I'm
Colangelo,
not in there.
Colangelo. They're all the same.
Now I'm not going to be able to say it at all.
Colangelo.
No, don't. Colangelo.
What's the name of the Bronx Tale? Because I always thought it was Colangelo.
Yeah, we just talked about that. We said, did he just drop a Colangelo?
Yeah, call him C.
Yeah, hey, but, C, but I always heard his name wrong in the movie.
Is Colangelo.
Colangelo?
Colangelo.
Brian Colangelo. All right.
Colangelo.
Yeah.
Jesus, Hardy.
Oh, you're...
What's wrong with you, Jim? What's
no,
wrong?
Try and be more like you.
Jim's upset because there's golf on the TV closest to us.
Well, there's a game across the street. I figured it might be on the TV.
Why don't you go across the street and watch it there, Jimbo?
Well, there it is, straight down there. It's one way down there.
Thank you, Gordy. It's been...
Thank you, Gordy.
Gordy. Who's pitching today there, Jim, on the mound for the Red Sox?
Number 57.
Number 57. That's why that guy was wearing the jersey today.
Oh, my God.
He was wearing his E-Rod jersey.
So he doesn't wear 52.
He wears 57 now, not 52.
I can't stop
laughing. 52 to 57 to honor Johan Santana. That's what it was for. Honor Johan Santana. Our thanks again to Brad Stevens for taking the time out today to hop on the line with us. Want to get to a Patriots point, Zoe?
Yeah.
This is from a podcast on NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Curran talking to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk with his opinion. This is an opinion of Belichick and Brady and the relationship and where it's going to go over the next few months.
Yeah.
Got that?
There is an inclination among some to just say, oh, this is no big deal. Mm-hmm. And, hey, it's a big deal. Anytime a starting quarterback doesn't show up for off-season workouts, that's a huge deal. And when he does show up, people will assume it's the end. I think that's the beginning, because I can envision Bill Belichick making a bunch of snide comments. Well, if, you know, people who were here for off-season workouts understand what the requirements are, whatever it is, and just driving Brady even more crazy. And I think that's at the root of this. You and I have talked about this in the recent past. The idea that 18 years of Bill Belichick is enough for Tom Brady, and when he shows up, if Belichick starts being doom again, like he was with the Giants and has been the last 18 years, and Bill Parcells gave him that nickname, then I think Brady may decide to push back a little bit, and that's when things could get really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's trying to tell us that it hasn't even started yet?
Well,
that the real drama is yet to come?
Well, I think it has started. And I think it's this. When they come together, bottom line, Tom's got too much respect for the head coach. This is voluntary. He's not required. This is his one true out. Now you go there and you start stuff. This is where, really, you're going to be this much different? He knows that they need each other to win. Brady's not in it to just get another, you know, accrued season. Brady's in it because the team's loaded in their favorite to win the damn thing again. And they both got to be on it. And they're both, at their best, are good for business. And they both know that. I think Bill respects him. And I think Bill understands. He's not there now, and it's a bad look. But damn, when he comes back, he'll be ready to go. He'll be ready. The mind will be right. And I think they got to trust each other with that.
All right, but what he's saying is that Belichick is going to hold it over Brady's head that he didn't show for OTAs.
That's what I said. But about
that he's going to be...
Don't throw the ball 5 yards behind, you know, the slot receiver with Miami, because you haven't worked with him at all.
Right, but what if he does? And that's because sometimes it just happens.
A little dig.
All right, so then wouldn't that then lead to more issues?
That's why I said you better be ready to show up.
Okay, but what if he's not?
Well,
what if he
better be?
What if he misses a lousy?
That's his gamble.
One lousy pass.
That's his gamble.
And the guy wants to get on him over it.
Then hope he had a hell
because
of an
he's looking for the window of opportunity to do it.
So I hope he had a hell of an offseason because we've been here grinding.
What if he didn't?
I don't know.
What if he didn't have the best of off seasons? What if he doesn't make the best of throws, and it will actually mean nothing when he steps on the field come September? That it will have zero impact on how well he plays when the regular season arrives.
Then everything that he's worked for and to get to at this point with the other business and his other business interests are all for naught. Because he's the one that said, you should be able to play at a high level at this age. This is why I train this way.
Right,
this
but,
is why
but, this so, man travels so, with there's me. A lot of time between now and September.
Hey.
A lot of time.
Guerrero was with him
a lot
in Monaco working him out there, too. That's why Alex is with him. Not because they're business.
Right.
He's there to work
with
him.
What I'm saying is you say he better make every pass.
Yeah.
What if he just doesn't make every pass because no quarterback makes every pass
at
practice?
At some point.
He goes out there, maybe has a bad day.
At some point.
Everyone has a bad day, and it means nothing sometimes.
He's going to start to look older. He is. I don't know when that day's coming.
But what Florio's saying is that there's going to be a head coach looking to get on him about it. And look for the window to
and
say.
I think
Garoppolo
line,
looked terrible in practice. And then he came out on the field during the games and played
exactly,
great.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
terrible
my point.
Body language. His head down. He went in early. He wasn't doing the extra things Brady was doing. Brady was down there on the bands while Garoppolo's misfiring throws all over the place.
Right. So I'm sort of fighting back about what you're saying. Because what you're saying is he's got to come in and be perfect.
Here's where we're not going to know
why
the answer.
Why? My question would be, why does he have to be perfect? Because that may have no bearing on how he plays in the regular season. To what Jim just said.
I'd love to know what McDaniels thinks here, where he's at with this whole thing, because you've sort of been out of touch there. Where we're really going to start to see this thing, as it worked or as it come to a head, is around week five. Week five regular season, meaning, is a team 4-1? Is a team 5-0? Or are you 2-3 and scrambling right now?
Yeah.
Because maybe a quarterback hasn't looked too good, you know, for those first 5 weeks. Because he was suspended and told to go away from the team for 35 days and have no contact with anybody. And he came out like freaking gangbusters with 3 days of practice heading to Cleveland.
All right, so there's been a lot of bullcrap to this point, right? With this whole story?
This could be, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it hasn't really kicked off yet?
Right.
What the hell does phase two look like?
Could you imagine that he and Bill have had a sit-down way, way prior to this? Bill, here's my commitments. I got best buddies. I had a thing with Taghour and Red Bull, which crossed over to the OTAs. I went to the Metcalf. I got this A, B, C, and D. I want to get these taken care of because when I want my mind right to come back, I want to be ready to go. Bill said, just make sure you're ready to go by minicamp.
What if he said the opposite? What if he said, I don't give a crap what you're doing. You should be here for OTAs.
He probably
if you're not,
he
you're
kept,
not. I can't
he,
force you.
He speaks again tomorrow. Belichick speaks again tomorrow, 10:30.
He won't talk about this.
Will he be asked about it?
Maybe.
He'll get ahead of
What's
this
it matter, though, if he doesn't answer?
He's going to have an opening statement. He's not just going to go up there and take questions.
It's always his non-answer is always a good thing. Like, it's always
talk about the guys that are here.
The non-answer is always – we always read into it, no matter what.
We did read into it at the start of OTAs because he was willing to talk –
there.
He was willing to talk about the voluntary part of it before the OTAs got underway.
See, Brady and Gronkowski aren't there, so what he'll – the natural mechanism, the consistencies with the program, as it has been for 18 years, I will always talk about the players that are here, not the players that aren't. Listen,
he does surprise us every once in a while, though. He comes out with something, like, when you don't expect it. Like, he did that
– Could say, hey, talk to Tom. Both he and Rob will be here next week.
Like, when big things are happening, he sometimes gives you stuff.
All right, so something to think about on that front. Bill Belichick speaks again tomorrow. Zoe and Jim have been filling me in on what the martyr complex is.
Oh.
I had never heard of this thing.
Well, we're gonna tell
but
you
I've
exactly
heard of it,
what the martyr complex is. You tell us what player reminds you of.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's
such a badass rejoin right there.
Martyr Complex.
Yep. Why don't you read it?
I didn't know about this. I know what you mean, you know, want to be a martyr or something along those lines. I didn't know that this was a psychological complex. Just on the Wikipedia definition, we'll get to a list that Jim is going to read for us. In psychology, a person who has a martyr complex, sometimes associated with the term victim complex, desires the feeling of being a martyr for his or own sake, seeking out suffering or persecution because it either feeds a psychological need or a desire to avoid responsibility. In some cases, this results from the belief that the martyr has been singled out for persecution because of exceptional ability or integrity.
Oh my God.
Holy smokes. This is David Price.
Now, if he needed to be told that you are physically okay, go ahead and pitch.
Right.
And they sent him home from New York. They set his ass back.
Right.
You're fine. So we're going to term it mild carpal tunnel syndrome. Just
right.
To give you a term.
Okay.
If he's mentally fragile, like we all know he is, why not send him to a shrink and slap this with him and say, you have this martyr complex. You deal with it. I'm a martyr. And you go out and you continue to pitch well.
Jim has a list of things that are...
It's him!
Really, what, symptoms of it?
Just signs to look for.
Signs to look for.
To think if you complex. Think somebody has this.
Give me a couple, Jim. What do you
got?
Okay,
let's do it.
They refuse to accept responsibility for decisions and choices that have caused them pain or suffering.
They portray
themselves as righteous, self-sacrificing, the, quote, nice guy, nice girl, the saint, the caretaker, or the hero.
Yep. I battle every day. Whether in the dome, whether outside, the fresh-cut grass, dogs, cats.
They blame the selfishness and inhumanity of other people for their repression and oppression. Yeah.
That's media.
Way to go. Here he comes, everybody. Mr. Know-It-All, Dennis Eckersley. Let's give him a hand.
They seek to reassure themselves of their innocence and greatness. They exaggerate their level of suffering, hardship, and mistreatment.
Oh, now there's one that hits ding, 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 at the heart of it.
They have a cynical, paranoid, or even suspicious perception of other people's intentions.
Yep.
Yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yep.
They have an obsessive need to be right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It might be true, I just don't know. He's never really owned it. Remember, he didn't apologize to Eck, but he said he would talk to him?
Right. He couldn't possibly be wrong.
He doubled down on every issue. He's doubled down on.
The final three, they don't take initiative to solve their problems or try to actively remedy them.
Me. Yeah, go.
Let this one continue to brew.
I joined you late. Is this one of these cosmopolitan personality quizzes? I'm doing really well. I'm like 7 for 8 so far. Keep going.
When the martyrs' problems are solved, they find more problems to complain about.
Ding, 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 ding.
And
so
one more.
Carpal tunnel is solved, and now all of a sudden, you know, I'm soft. Go ahead.
They actively seek appreciation, recognition, and attention for their efforts by creating drama.
Yeah. Mm. You should be told you're doing well.
No, they create drama so that people say, no, 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 you're great, you're great. Yeah. Like David Price. I mean, David Price does this the other day, and Alex Cora has to come out and say, I'll take five of him if he comes out like that every 5 days.
Wow.
I don't really need a psych doctor.
The thing that kind of holds true with all these is that there's like an intense level of caring about outcomes with all this stuff, and that's the one thing that doesn't ring true with David Price. I don't know that he cares enough to really have a martyr complex. Because isn't that kind of what you think about with him? It's like he doesn't really care one way or the other?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's true. I think he wants you to believe he doesn't care one way or the other. Mm. I don't believe he actually feels that way.
No, I'm kind of like, I think he could function and not care what you think. Or when you think he's doing well. I don't know. You go so back and forth with this guy.
He's got the desire, though, to have everybody out for him.
He's got issues. He has got issues.
Things go well, he can't have them go well. He's got to have them go poorly.
It's like we're talking about an 8-year-old.
No.
I tell you that I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do it. He did it.
No, it's like Artie Lang. His career gets too big. He does stuff to whatever you. There's a term
for
it.
That's like sabotaging yourself.
But self-sabotaging. Yeah, yeah. Self-sabotaging yourself. Like, there's like addicts do that all the time. When things get too good, you know, they go down a bad hole. Like, it's not that, but it's the same mentality.
When things are getting good. There's some self-sabotaging involved is what it is.
Cutter.
What?
It's like cutters. People that like inflict pain on themselves. I don't know.
That's just depression, isn't it?
Yeah, that's physical. This requires more orchestration. You've got to get other people to be against you, and that's when you're most comfortable. Which is why you come out and say the things you say the other day, and then everyone rips them for it.
Which is why after they win the division and they're celebrating with their champagne, he tells Trenio, "I'm just here for the $217 million, right?"
Right. Instead of just enjoying the moment,
right?
Enjoying the win, enjoying the division.
I had 2 wins in the playoffs.
He brings it back to something negative. Without someone else doing it.
Jesus, that's right.
I'm only here for the money. I'm only here for the $217 million. It's the same activity. It's the same thing as what he did the other day. Oh, I'm soft.
He's soft.
Why does he do that? There's got to be some bizarre reason behind it that I don't pretend to understand. Jim is in Woburn. Hey, Jim.
Jimmy.
What's going on, guys?
Jim, go ahead. What's
up? Sorry about that. So a little bit late to the call conversation today, so I don't know if anybody already got to this, but I don't think he's got a martyr complex so much as he's just a sensitive bitch.
Oh, boy.
That works. Yeah. Could be that, too. Maybe we're getting a little too intellectual with this.
Is that Jim Murray?
No, it's different Jim.
Jim Murray.
Big Jim Woburn.
Big Jim Woburn.
Not Big Jim Murray. I just read a great theory that I want to get to related to the 76ers. Great theory about how their offseason is going to go now that their director, their president of basketball operations is setting up multiple burner Twitter accounts. How does this play into LeBron and the recruitment of LeBron?
That's a great point.
This offseason? Why don't we touch on that quickly after these headlines with Hardy. Stay tuned.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Still scoreless in the bottom of the second inning between the Blue Jays and Red Sox as they played the third of their 3-game set. Red Sox won another last night, 8-3, so the Sox have a chance to sweep today. Eduardo Rodriguez getting the start for the Sox. Yesterday it was Rick Porcello on the mound who picked up his 7th win on the season. Tonight in Las Vegas, game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Vegas Golden Knights took game 1 6-4 over the Washington Capitals. They'll drop the puck for game 2. Just after 8 o'clock, it'll be another night before the NBA Finals get underway. The 4th meeting between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers. Game 1 takes place in Oakland. Headlines are brought to you by Gravely Lawnmowers by Gravely Zero Turn ZTX zero-turn mower for as little as $28.99. Go to Gravely.com for your local dealer today. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore us.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm just an imbecile. I'm just a poor boy.
So the 76ers have this Brian Colaggio
close look. What'd Gordy call it? Colangelo?
Colangelo. The Brian Colangelo situation Gordy. In Philly is.
It's like collagenol.
Collagenol.
For Gordy, yeah.
Into president of basketball operations, Brian Colaggio, who.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
He's so good at reading this.
I know. He's so you know good. Why? It's so rare.
He's impeccable.
It's so rare right. that Hardy has that happen. Go back and listen to Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart has a file on me of all the times right. I screwed up a name.
Oh, Louth. We but should you, pull
oh,
some
my
of
God. There's a million. Louth. We never get to do that with Hardy.
Oh, God.
Brian Colaggio. No.
We never get to do this with Hardy. Yeah.
Back in the day. When I was doing stuff at another station. Jim, what did I have to do? Tease what we're going to do the next day?
After yeah, the, what happened on today's show? Then we
what happened
a little
on today's show?
And
then what's going to happen tomorrow? And it was a freaking train wreck every day. We should just go back in the archives. Bleep this, bleep that. I want to go home. I don't want to do this.
So now they have an out. If they want to dump Brian Colaggio, he's gone. Right? It's easy.
I can't.
With cause. Like, they can do an investigation. They'll figure out a way to approve it. At least
right.
one of those stupid
yep.
accounts
right.
is his. And he'll look like an idiot, and they'll get rid of him. And he'll be gone. David Griffin doesn't have a job, right? And he's boys with LeBron, former Cavs GM. Wouldn't you just bring in LeBron's guy or make it part of the pitch? Hey, LeBron, who do you yeah. want the GM to be?
Well, you just gave the coach an extension.
Who do you need? Who do you want your guy to be? You want to pick your GM? We'll let you do it. Who's your guy? Who do you want?
See, I heard Gorman on this morning, too. He doesn't think he's staying in Cleveland or staying in the East. He thinks he's going to L.A. Like, I don't know that.
There's more smoke around Houston, too.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's other real options for him.
But it's like him and Paul George to L.A. and put some other guys around him. And you could compete. But why?
But you know what, though? That's a longer-term thing.
Yeah.
You know what this guy, he wants to be able to be right back where he is now, next year.
Can you do that with Philly?
He will be with LA, though. It's never long-term with LeBron. He's going to get his guys in there. Whoever gets it, they make a trade.
Yeah, but Jim, it's harder.
Trade deadline.
It's harder in the Western Conference.
Yeah, the playoff run is harder.
Right. So if he goes to the 76ers, he could be right back in the finals next year, in his mind. He could pick his GM. Can you imagine if this helps them? If their GM, being a bozo, helps them fire the guy and then leave it up to LeBron as part of the pitch? Who do you want the GM to be? Who do you think would be good? Why don't you give us a recommendation? And, oh, by the way, it could be David Griffin.
Aha.
Wouldn't that be something? Oh, I hope that doesn't happen as we rip and mock and make fun of the 76ers today. We all get our chuckles about it. I hope that doesn't come back and backfire right in our face.
Good day for the Celtics.
Well, good in the sense that you enjoy it.
Colaggio gets busted and they extend their coach. Celtics win. Celtics win.
Celtics win. Celtics win again.
3-2 Mercer. Maybe.
Wow. I hope like hell that doesn't mean they land LeBron now.
This works one of two ways. Either LeBron looks at it as like a laughing stock, and I don't want to ever be any part of anything or be attached to that, so they're out of the equation.
Or they fire the guy.
Or fire the guy, creates an opening for his buddy. Now I become the GM. Ooh, and look at all that young talent that they have. Wow. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Hey, no score over at Fenway. Bottom of the third already, and it's 40 minutes
moving.
In. Not even.
Erod's dealing.
I think not even. What time did the game start? 5 past? 7 past? Something like that. Yeah. A base hit for Blake Swihart.
That's the first hit of the game for either team.
There you go.
That's why.
People just strolling in now, too.
It's only a half hour after it started.
Love it. That's baseball. It's moving, baby. It's moving.
My kids' game last night lasted 2 hours and 40 minutes.
And then bailed?
I can't believe they don't have a thing. Like
they have one.
It's like an hour and 15, an hour and a half. You can't start an inning after that point.
Oh, you're talking about your kid's game.
My kid. It was like the whole last inning took an extra hour because they made the cut before they could start the next inning. But it's kid pitch.
Oh, what time did the game start?
Walk. We started at 6. We were done.
There's no run limit per inning?
We were done by 8:30, 8:35.
Can't you not start an inning at 7:45? Whatever happened to those rules?
Nobody got 10 run rolled.
He just said the last inning took an hour.
Nobody got 10 run rolled. But we still didn't play a full game.
Can't you call it for darkness?
No, they're under lights. We play the ballpark.
Oh, they have lights.
Gorgeous stadium.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, we got lights. We can play until 12 o'clock.
There's no run like 4 or 5 runs per inning, and then they're done, and then that's it? You switch?
No. Wow. No, as long as you don't get 10 run rolled. But the game is close
enough. Both teams are scoring runs?
And how old are these kids? How old are they?
They're 8 and 9.
Oh.
Oh, that's brutal.
Or 9 and 10. It's kid pitch.
So yeah, but put a time cap on it.
Most of those
max
things, it's like
2 hours.
5 runs per inning, and then you're done. 5 runs or 3 outs.
Yeah,
I'd say max 2 hour game, and no new innings after an hour and 45 in.
And it was at the beginning of it too. It was like literally legit 92 degrees, and you're just dying sweating. So for about an hour of it, until that sun started to drop, they wouldn't have much fun. Hot. Like, no, I'm going to pool, Dad. They're going to pool so bad. I'm like, I want to go to pool too. Like, Coach, we go to pool.
You're battling like David Price out there.
Oh, we were battling. I battled last night.
Yeah, your problem is the lights. You got those lights. You got to get rid of those.
Great lights.
You don't want those.
Oh, yeah.
Not at that age. Nope.
Hell, nice fields. Nice fields over there.
Call it due to darkness. Sorry. Got to wrap it up. Got to go home.
The intern, do we have anything else stupid than a show?
No, I think we're good.
Talk about?
Okay. We've got a lot of great takeaways to get to in today's takeaways.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got some good stuff from today, including the great crowd we had here at the Baseball Tavern all day long. It's quieted down in here now. People
sure
have gone
has.
Over to the game.
Looks normal. A little bit of a freak show earlier.
That's not really nice. It was just a
Beetle?
Interesting crowd. And we saw an abundance of custom jerseys here today. So much so that I think it's some new trend that we're not aware of. People ordering their own. I mean, it's
a
always
certain type of woman.
It's
trend
thing. It's always been an option. I saw no pattern, gender or otherwise, here today.
Dudes in uniforms.
I saw just as many guys as I saw gals.
Some guy actually
wearing the custom jerseys.
An elder man actually woke up today and said, "I'm going to put on a man's baseball uniform and go to a game."
Head to toe, coaching shoes, stirrups.
Weirdo.
Full authentic Red Sox jersey.
Watch it be a coach.
Authentic pants.
Watch it be a bench coach.
On field cap. People were stopping on the street outside the baseball
tavern.
Hey,
are you Bill Lee?
No. Thought he worked for the Red Sox.
Hey, Spaceman.
Nope.
I thought it was Bill Lee first. Not Bill Lee.
Not Bill Lee.
No.
No, not even close.
My same reaction to Bill Lee is the same as Espo. I see Bill Lee, I go nuts all the time. He's like, "You're a crazy mother bleep." I'm like, "You're nuts, pal."
Hey, quickly, before we get to takeaways, Vegas with the lead in the Stanley Cup Final.
Yep.
Did you see that the Caps sent 200 employees from the team with tickets and a chartered flight to Vegas?
I got pictures of buddies.
How awesome
that
is
are
that?
Out there. The man that runs this place here, Jimmy Rooney, runs the Baseball Tavern. Yeah. He is out there right now with Steve Levy and the guys staying at the Bellagio. Billy Fairweather and all them, they're all passed out next to the pool.
Just to what, go to the games?
Going to Vegas game. Hockey, man. Going to see Stanley Cup Finals in Vegas. Dude, Vegas is a destination now.
Of course it is.
Game
it is
normal. Tonight, right?
Oh, it's a destination now?
I mean, I can't wait till the Raiders are there and we get to go play away at the Raiders.
Two, coming up. Game 2 is tonight. It's 100 degrees in Vegas.
What
they're
we
playing
do?
A hockey game.
I'll show you pictures from the pool. Just to show you how much fun these people are having out there.
200 employees of Ted Leonsis, the owner.
Good for him.
Of the Caps, surprised them. Handed them their tickets and said, "Oh, we got a chartered flight. Everyone's going to Vegas." Wow. They all received an email last week from a senior VP, subject line, "Let's go to Vegas." So they all got to go out there for the trip. Half of the employees got tickets to game 1. The other half got tickets to game 2. And they all went together. Because they obviously didn't have 200 to each game. They probably had 100 to each game. they split them up. But everyone gets to go for the full, you know,
just
trip.
Take, like, our entire station, like everybody included, going to Vegas together. Could you imagine that? What a train wreck that would be.
What a mess.
Like, the Super Bowl trip is like half the people. If we took all the people,
yes,
everybody on the trip.
Disaster. Absolute disaster. Today's takeaways will hopefully be not a disaster. They're next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Take away your excess weight for life at awaken180weightloss.com.
Let's get right to it. Hardy, why don't we get to yours?
Yeah, what do you have?
Did you guys ask Brad? I don't remember at any point during the interview, Dave, if this was his last one. Is he going to continue this? Are we done for a while? What's the story?
No, this is it for the season.
All right. We assumed we were done for a while.
All right, so this was Zolak's last chance to have a good first question for Celtics head coach Brad Stevens today. Let's listen to how it went.
It's 12:50 here on Zolak and Bertrand from the Baseball Tavern, brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls coming up in a little bit. We got to go to the expert hotline. Welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens is with us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Coach. Well, you've had a chance to sort of digest this thing now for a couple days, and you know, going back to that Game 7, is there anything that you wish you could have done personally as a coach to change the outcome of that game and be playing in these finals?
Wow!
Strong work. Probably your best one of the year.
My best one. Hey,
probably your best one of the year. You ended on a strong note.
Save the best for last.
You did.
Unbelievable. I mean, quality question. A bit... Yeah, obvious maybe, but sure, that's what you want to know. That's
maybe
what would
like
you do differently, personally?
Maybe get the ball to Jason Tatum.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right. Sometimes eliciting information is, you know, the obvious question.
I mean,
and
isn't that more of a polite way to ask him that instead of saying, would you rather, Coach, going back and looking at it, would you rather wish you got the ball to Jason Tatum in the final 3 minutes a little bit more? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a more polite way of saying, you know, did you screw this up?
It was smooth, though, for me. I mean, for me, it was smooth.
For me, it was great.
It was a great question.
It was a strong finish.
Thank you.
It was really good.
Strong finish to the year.
We had those three practice questions heading in. It's got me get rid of the bad ones.
You deserve a lot of credit.
Thanks.
Did you have something from that interview?
I did, from Brad Stevens, actually. I asked him, hey, now that, you know, when it ends and it hits you like a brick wall, maybe you're going to head to the Cape or something? Do some, maybe go to an amusement park. What'd you do when it ended? And here's his answer.
When you have a season like that that ends and it's just like this bitter, bitter ending, and just that, you know, I thought our guys, again, they were incredible to be around every day. And that's when it hits you. Like all the other stuff of, you know, getting to the finals or this or that, it's just, when you're in that locker room, just getting a chance to be a part of that locker room is what makes it special. And so that was really tough. So yesterday I left a little early and went home, told my son, throw your stuff on, and we're going, and we're just going to drive until we find some sand. And we went and found some sand just to sit there. And we both stared, just kind of stared out into the ocean, and, you know, he was on me. He was on me about why we're not traveling to San Francisco on Tuesday, so I couldn't really get away from it, even with him sitting right there.
That's a great story. That's a great story. It's kind of like Thelma and Louise type stuff, man. Bonnie and Clyde. Pack it up. We're driving till we hit water. I just wonder what water he went to.
And his son was giving him the business.
Giving him the biz. He said beach, though. He gave it away. He was at a beach, blending with them all.
Well, I think that's what he meant by sand.
Probably had an awful tank top on and a hat and just regular old guy. What do you got, pal?
A couple of things. One, our thanks again to the Baseball Tavern for hosting us here today.
It really is a cool building. If you haven't been here, it's great to come down here. Check out not only the game, obviously, but You do your pregame in here, man. Great setup. Four floors. We had an interesting party here in the basement of the baseball tavern today. A little bit of a misfit.
Well, there was a lot of custom jerseys, including one that said "Gross" on it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
There was also someone yelling in the background at this point in the show.
Oh, really?
I don't know if we can hear it.
Gross. You're gross. Your pants are gross. No. She heard me. Did she hear me?
She was just screaming, hey.
She was like, rah, 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 rah.
There was another woman who was right next to us.
She looked like
screamed.
A bulldog.
We had like a moment of quietness, and she just screams, what the hell? And I'm like, my God.
You think they were going away on tour with their military haircuts?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of people downstairs.
Wow. My socks. I like how they go up to your knee.
Did you see that Roseanne got canceled? So,
I did.
Yeah, hard to miss that story.
Yeah, she had herself an interesting night at about 2 a.m. the other night.
So, with that getting canceled, I thought we may not have very many more opportunities to play Hardy's impression.
We were kind of ahead of this, right?
Oh, we were. This was last summer.
I like when we're
this
ahead of
was
stuff.
Last summer, yeah. When news had first leaked that there was going to be a Roseanne revival, which we now know is a short-lived Roseanne revival. And even at that point, though, there was indications that it would have political undertones in the show.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that was known from the get-go.
You know what the deal was, right? Which made it odd even that Tom Warner wanted to go down his out. You know,
well, I don't feel bad for ABC in all of this.
It's not their fault.
You knew what you were getting into.
Right.
You invited that back. This is all. You knew what you were getting.
You want Bat Bleep crazy? You got Bat Bleep crazy.
But these... these impressions, before we even heard the show,
yeah,
were just brilliant. From last summer and our dear friend Hardy.
Hardy.
Gordy.
Gordy.
Here's a story from like June 8th. ABC News wrote a profile that said, when the hit sitcom Roseanne returns to ABC next year, John Goodman will be front and center, even though his character died of a heart attack.
Good grief. So,
that's funny. Funny. It's good. It's funny. I hope whatever they do, it's political. Right there, healthcare debate, you know? They'll work that in right there in the first episode. First time you see him, work it in.
So the son's grown up now. He comes home and he says, Mom, Dad, I'm gay. This is my husband, and he's Mexican.
What?
Oh, he's a dreamer.
The wall.
He's a dreamer.
He's a dreamer.
Actually,
this story is great, Hardy. So how will the new series address his death? Quote, I don't know. I think they're just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Goodman told ABC News.
Right.
He added, quote, there might be a funny reference to it. Chuckle, chuckle. John Goodman died, and he came back to life.
Maybe his new name will be Lazarus in a remake.
Mom, Dad, you've never met Bob, my fiancé, before because he was in the military, but he's transgender, so they kicked him out.
No, stop it.
You're damn right they did. See, Dan, I told you.
And there's your answer. Mm-hmm. There's your answer. Why Nesson has all these terrible broadcasters on. There it is. I think that's the best way we could describe it. Hardy has headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Oh, North Korea's at it again, Dan.
Go ahead.
Very topical. No summit
man.
Now, right?
All of that happened.
Huh?
Everything that he described a year ago, it all happened.
Yeah.
In the show.
Atta boy. Good job, Hardy. Gordy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You miss us, don't you?
Yeah, so much.
You. She got some work done today, didn't you?
It's been actually a very quiet day around here.
Has it?
Yeah.
Things are quieting down.
Like
Celtics season
eight
coming to an end.
Teamers here with us.
You heard Alex Cora say it the other day.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, it's just us now."
Yeah, it sure is.
Thought, oh no,
it sure is.
He's right. It's just
99 days till the season starts.
Jackie Bradley Jr. RBI double beetle.
Oh, congratulations! And the Red Sox have the lead.
Yep. Did you say 10-0?
It'll be 11. It's soon to be 11-0.
Go buy his shirt.
Or get a custom one made with your own name. It is. We're entering the summer. That's what it is.
Patriots, though,
will be back in the conversation soon.
Next week.
Belichick's going to talk tomorrow.
See if he'll get ahead of the arrival of the quarterback and the tight end.
I doubt it.
All right.
Hopefully I'm wrong.
All right, guys.
All right, we're back at it tomorrow at 10 a.m.
See you tomorrow.
Back at the home base. Felger and Maz are coming your way next, and I'm sure they got plenty of hot takes.
Probably, especially Jim Murray does the David Price voice. It's awesome.
I hope he gets into that.
Love me. Would you love me?
It's coming up next here on the Sports Hub. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Into president of basketball operations, Brian Colagino, who...